Welcome to episode 214 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. If you've checked the website in the past couple of weeks, you will have seen a quick piece I wrote about a thing called the RSPB Big Wild Sleepout. Now, this event was a great initiative designed to encourage people to get closer to nature by spending time outdoors at night. To mark the occasion, it took place this weekend just gone, I thought it would be fun to make a short film about enjoying a spot of hammock camping in a forest. All said and done, I had an incredibly productive time, and in this week's show, I'm talking you through the finer details of my trip. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 214. It is just about 9:30 in the evening, and I am in the middle of a woodland, lying in a hammock. And, if I'm honest, feeling a little bit smug with myself. Today has been a fantastically productive day. I will explain all that it has entailed shortly, but the premise for me being here, basically, is that I wanted to produce a short film, and it's centred around a thing called the Big Wild Sleepout. Now, this is something that has been arranged by the RSPB, the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, and what they are basically doing is this particular weekend. Now, as I record this, it's a Friday night, so this Friday, Saturday and Sunday, they are encouraging people to get outdoors, sleep under the stars, have an experience whereby they are really immersed in nature. Now, it could be that you just camp out in your back garden. It could be that you just stay indoors with your kids and set up like a little, sleep under the dining room table sort of thing, you know, with and make a tent with bed sheets, that sort of thing. So I thought, oh, that sounds like a bit of fun. So I have been finding out a bit more about it, and I was thinking, right, where could I go, what could I do, and what have you. I had previously made contact with with the head forester at a woodland near me, and my previous plans didn't quite work out for one reason or another, and nothing to do with not getting permission to camp out or anything. So anyway, I thought, right, well, what I'll do, I will go try again. I'll go to this same place, hopefully, and explain what I'm wanting to do and all that sort of thing. So, quick phone call, and when do you want to come, and what are you planning to do, and all the rest of it. So I reassured, I reassured him that I'm not going to be lighting any fires, and all I want to do is go for a little walk through the woodland and produce this short film, and of course he can have a look at the resulting film and all the rest of it. So I got the go ahead, which was brilliant, and I was thinking, right, what am I going to do in terms of camping out? Am I going to take a tent? Am I going to set up a tarp and sleep in a bivvy? Or am I maybe going to try setting up a hammock? And I thought, well, you know, it's the middle of the woodland. What better place than to set up a hammock? So I'll get to the technical side of the photography and the filming and what have you in a moment. But to give you an idea, I'm lying here in this hammock, very relaxed, I have to say. I have also been making a behind-the-scenes video along the way, so I won't go into all the details about the tarp, the underquilt, the top quilt, sleeping bag arrangement that I have You can check out the video, and once it is live, I will link to it in the show notes. Now, I'm not sure at the moment whether this show, this podcast, will go out before the video is complete, but I will go back into the show notes and update them if that is the case. So, yes, I'm just lying here thinking about tomorrow, because, of course, I've got to finish off the filming. And I'm going to set my alarm stupidly early, so I'm going to try not to be too late going to sleep. I gather that sunrise is around about 5:30 tomorrow. And as I lie here, if I look to my right, I have a view out of the woodland, through the trees, over to some hills, and that is east, which of course is where the sun will be rising. And it's quite a wide sort of panorama that I've got there, so that'll be really good. So let's talk a bit about Kit and what I was doing. It's a very simple setup that I have with me. In terms of cameras, bear with me one second. Yeah, I can hear the deer running around through the undergrowth. There's always already been owls and pheasants and what have you. It's lovely. So I have basically come with one camera and two lenses. I've got my Nikon D800, and with that I've got a 24-70 and an 80-200. I've got a tripod, it's a Gitzo tripod. And that is basically, apart from the Canon G7X, which I've been using to film behind the scenes stuff and sort of pieces to camera and all that sort of thing, that is basically the hardware that I've brought with me. So it's a very simple setup. Other stuff that's in my rucksack here are things like spare clothes, in case it gets chilly, or I wanted to change socks or t-shirt or anything. I got a little stove, some food for dinner, breakfast tomorrow, tea bags, that sort of thing. Waterproof coat, not that I gather it's going to be raining. They had said it might have done earlier this afternoon or mid-afternoon, and it didn't. What else? Things like water and my audio recorder here, of course. But apart from that, the other stuff is all the tarp and the hammock and all that sort of stuff. So where I'm actually pitched up here is about 20 minutes away from where I've left my car. Now, I'm not a big fan of leaving my car just at the side of the road when I go off camping, but I've found a much more secure place to leave it, so I'm quite happy with that. And it, like I say, is about a 20 minute stroll, or rather it would have been if I wasn't stopping to film little clips. And what I've been doing is filming in 10-15 seconds bursts, because a lot of people say that when you're putting together a video, you want to have maybe sort of like for the little cutaway shots, what have you, they're sort of 3 seconds long. So it's not like I need to have 3 minute sort of sequence or anything. So the premise of the little film then is basically me having my big wild night out in the woodland, and this is the story of it. That's basically it. So I walked along, and I found the first point at which I wanted to start filming. Now, I did start filming on the G7X some minutes before, just as I was walking up a road. It's a quiet country road. Just to kind of introduce things and what have you. But what I wanted to do was to have really, in my mind, I've just got this image of, I wanted lovely sunshine streaming through the trees and lovely kind of airy kind of light shots of flowers and all this, you know, really quite arty sort of stuff, I suppose you would say. And I wanted to play with the focus. I wanted to have stuff where there's a lot of depth of field, and then other shots where it's just focusing on, I don't know, sort of something, for argument's sake, a tree stump or something, and just the view of, sort of my feet sort of as I walk by, and everything else is out of focus. So the first shot, and I won't go through shot by shot because for one thing I can't remember. So the first one was just as an establishing shot. It was sort of to the left of the shot, there were some long grasses, so I sort of, that was they were blowing in the wind. It's been fairly breezy today, and there's just this path on a slight incline up towards the woodland. So so that was my opening shot, and then recomposed, and I had sort of me walking sort of up towards the camera, sort of as if I'm going up that trail, and then turned the camera sort of 180 degrees, so I could then get like a reverse shot of me sort of going away from the camera, just to kind of, you know, kind of link the two together. And I just did that sort of thing, and a few sort of incidental shots of yeah, it was a scorching hot day, bright sunshine. So one point just before I went into the woodland, there was actually there are a couple of beehives, so there are, you know, these bees sort of buzzing around. So I got some really nice kind of shots of, you know, the bees and sort of in the hedgerows and all this sort of thing. Some shots of stuff in the distance and all that sort of thing. So did that all the way up, and then I sort of got into the woodland and did a similar sort of thing. And I wanted to make a point of having this shot whereby I'm sort of walking into the woods and I find the spot where I want to pitch up, and that's it. So I kind of had this where I sort of walk along this path, or well, it's not a path, but, you know, walk along up to these two trees, and they look perfect for it. And yeah, I'm going to string up the tarp and the hammock and what have you. Now, to save on batteries and memory cards and the rest of it, what I decided to do was I wanted to have a time lapse. Now, as it is, I've got two batteries for the D800. One is completely exhausted now, and the other one is up to, I think there's 38% left in the power to last me for tomorrow. And I'm only planning to be here till sort of mid-morning tomorrow. So what I decided to do for the time-lapse was to shoot on my iPhone using the time-lapse feature. It worked out okay. I'll wait until I see it on the computer screen to decide whether I'm happy for it to go in into the final edit or not. It'd probably be okay. I think maybe it might need to be slowed down a little bit. It was a little bit quick because it doesn't take ages to set up the rig with the tarp and the sleeping bags and the underquills and the hammock and everything. So I did that, and that was really good. Now, because it was such a hot day, and because I'm out in the woodland, and I found it very relaxing, you could probably tell by my voice now, part of me just wanted to sit, lie in the hammock here, and just take in the view and, you know, the day and what have you. But as it is, I've just been on my feet non-stop doing these, you know, just cutaway shots and long lens shots, throwing perspective around, and haven't really shot any particularly wide shots. I mean, the 24-70, you know, the 24mm end is pretty wide, but for establishing shots, they're pretty good. But that has been how my day has progressed. Now, I know that this woodland has deer, And I'm actually surprised I haven't really heard any more. I was thinking you might have got some incidental sounds in the recording here. You might have had some owls or pheasant or a deer. Maybe they'll come out a bit later. But I was really hoping that I'd be able to get a shot of the deer sort of bounding through. And I actually saw them earlier at quite close quarters. Of course not when I didn't have my camera set up or anything. And, you know, so it was kind of, I was very hopeful. Anyway, as I was just thinking about winding things down a little bit, and this was, would have been about 5:30, I guess, something like that. The light was absolutely beautiful. It had been a bit cloudy, a bit overcast, and all of a sudden the clouds parted, and it was just the richest golden, crisp, late afternoon, early evening light just streaming through. It was lovely. So having told myself I was just about to wind down, I then sort of jumped into action again and started to start filming all these shots of the leaves backlit, and there's some ferns at ground level there, and the trees and all this. Anyway, I looked over just as a kind of, I don't know why, really, just a cursory glance, looked over towards the these fields that are beyond and the hillsides beyond the woodland, and there were two or three deer walking along a track. Now I thought, oh brilliant, I've got to get that, and I knew that I needed to put the 8200 on, and of course I'd be shooting at the top end of that. And so I kind of went, you know, made my way forward towards the edge of the woodland, and yeah, of course they were so far away, really something like a 600mm lens would have been more ideal, because the deer were just a speck. But I was determined to get some sort of shot. So I went a certain way and had the camera on the tripod, and I filmed sort of, you know, a few seconds, and moved forward a bit more, so I was ever so slightly closer, and there's less sort of in the foreground. And I did that two or three times until I was out on a track and I could see the deer, and they didn't come any closer. And actually, two or three of them, or one or two of them rather, sort of disappeared into the undergrowth, but one of them decided to just sit in the sort of the high grasses there. And so he was still quite small, but I thought there's no harm in shooting it, because it's extra footage and you never know. So I did that, and that was lovely. I'll see what it looks like, but on the surface, I got my shot, which is lovely. The deer wasn't as big in the frame as I would ideally have liked, but it's just, again, this kind of summer evening, end of day, that sort of thing. It was lovely. And then I just started doing a few more incidental shots, just to kind of build the story. And that has really been, that was kind of it, because by that point the light was really starting to go. And as I lie here now, it is, 10 to 10, and it's still, there's still light in the sky. Obviously I can see between the trees, and it's absolutely still here this evening. It's lovely, and I'm really, really toasty warm, lovely and comfy. And do you know what? I haven't, because I didn't have loads of space left in my rucksack, I didn't bring a book. And I've got my phone down to one side here on my rucksack on the ground. And that is just having a bit of a charge up. I've got a Power Traveller, Power Monkey Extreme, is a solar charger. Now, I didn't use it. I didn't have it charging whilst I was out and about today. I cheated a bit. I charged the main battery from the mains last night. So before I set off, it was all fully charged up. But, you know, just to give my phone a bit more boost, so it's all set ready for the morning. I've got to say that the biggest decision I've got to make now is I've got a cup of tea on the go, so that'll be nice just to finish that. And I've actually got a mosquito net. Now, it's not... We haven't got mosquitoes down here, and it doesn't appear that there are many bugs around. They were sort of that sort of late evening when it's not humid, but all the bugs come out and the gnats and what have you. I've got this mosquito net set up in position, so my next decision is, am I going to set that up? It's all set up, but am I going to use it? Because I don't want to have... I don't want to be eaten alive by little midges, you know. but there we go. There we go. That's my day. And what else can I tell you? I think that's pretty well covered it, because, you know, it's probably best to say, if you've got any questions about how I've gone about any of this, it's probably best to ask, because the actual technique, the routine, shall we say, is much the same. The setting up and the walking and then walking back. Of course, that's the other thing, is if you're doing a shot where you walk away from the camera, you have to then walk all the way back in order to turn the camera off and move on. Now, one of the things that I would have liked to have done, which I wasn't able to, was I'm trying to get hold, I'm in the process of waiting to get hold of a slider for review. And now, if you don't know what a slider is in terms of filmmaking, basically you have ones which are have a motor, you have some which have pulleys, you have some which are sort of manually operated, and basically it just means that you can have kind of movement in your video shots. So typically you would have a slow sort of left to right pan, but you know, you can set it up on a tripod so that you can have it sort of going vertically or sort of diagonally, and it just adds another level into your films, a bit like so many people now are using drones to add another point of interest into their movies. Like I say, I'm kind of in talks at the moment with some emails back and forth, so I had said, look, it might be a bit too last minute in order to get one of those. Not to worry, I've got other stuff sort of planned as well for in the coming weeks. And sure enough, that didn't arrive in time. It may be that it they were able to get one sent out to me, and it'll be waiting for me sort of when I get home. But we shall see. We shall see. Other than that, I can't really think of anything that I would have changed today. I was at one point thinking whether... Of course, this is a solo trip. I did wonder whether a friend might have come with me, and that could have been nice to have sort of worked through the behind the scenes, maybe kind of elaborated on that a little bit, and that could have been good. But you know, I don't mind my own company. It's nice to have a bit of peace for 5 minutes, albeit I've been on my feet and it's working, but just to sort of lie here and just listen to the woodland is lovely. And because I've had such a productive day, I'm really looking forward to seeing the footage now, but that'll have to follow in the coming week or two, because I want to get it out there. I want to, whilst it's still I say topical, whilst the big wild sleep out is still fresh in people's minds, I want to be able to share my video. So there we go. That pretty much sums it all up. I'm going to have my cup of tea, and I am getting rather tired, so I think it's probably going to be if I was to go to sleep in the next, say, half hour, that would be a really early night for me. It's quite unusual. But like I said, I've got something like a 5 o'clock start in the morning, hopefully, unless I just sort of ignore my... I'm going to set an alarm, so if I if I ignore that or whatever, then maybe it won't be such an early start. but there we go. So like I said, if you've got any questions about anything I've discussed in this particular recording, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there.
I'll be working on my film over the coming days, so be sure to keep an eye out for updates. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.